staying uninformed is hard.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Jesse, will you look at this?
We're going to have to cancel that paper or close this station, I reckon. What is it now, Sam?
Well, this feller's published a book on how to protect yourself from your lawyer.
Well, does he say you ought to do your work and stay out of trouble?
I don't see anything about sweeping a driveway here anywhere.
Well, what's it about, Sam? Was it written by a lawyer?
Well, he used to be, Jesse. We're out of Twinkies, Jesse.
He used to be a lawyer? Or what is he now?
Paper says he's a publisher.
Well, I reckon his next book will be on how to protect yourself from publishers. But that ain't my trouble. I can't get no publisher to talk to me. So you reckon that guy would publish my music?
Well, maybe so. I'd make a real good book.
What would?
How to Protect Yourself from Jesse Prather Hymnology.
Now, what kind of things does this guy cover in that
book?
Well,
let's see here now, Ed. There's from matrimony to alimony and how to avoid tax problems. I ain't married, and I don't hardly make enough to have a tax problem.
Well, say, you know, now that sounds like a real practical book.
Says his next book's going to be How to Avoid Lawyers.
You mean altogether?
Well, he don't say you have to be in groups.
No, Sam. I mean, does he say you can avoid lawyers completely?
I don't know, Jesse. He ain't wrote the book yet.
Well, I'm going to look forward to that one.
Jesse, what if somebody was to write a book on how to avoid gas stations?
Well, I don't think we've got to worry about that.
No need to worry. We'd be in that 7% of people the government's always talking about, the unemployed.
Well, now, Sam, I just don't think that's a problem.
Not a problem. Jesse, them 7%'s 100% unemployed. Here we are on the brink of unemployment. Candace wanting to go out to eat nearly every Friday night, and you telling me that's not a problem. Did I make light of it when you was off 3 weeks with the mumps?
Sam, information is for people that can live with it. It ain't for everybody. I tell you, you just worried too much. You're going to have to stop reading that blame paper.
Well, I promised myself a dozen times I'd just read the funnies, but I'd get to looking around to see what they had to say about championship wrestling and something interesting. I tell you, Jesse, it's hard to stay uninformed. I've tried. Did you see where the communists were coming from?